Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
You're always welcome to engage with everything that we're discussing here on Point of View, and you're very welcome to either give us a call on 086-000-959 or send us a voice note on 063-688-0959. We go here now to Kutseong, where a clinic is going to be shut down because of a sinkhole there. On the line with us is founder of Merafong Environmental Risk Community Support Group, Jerry Ramokhwatedi. And thank you so much, Ntate, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pamelo.
Ntate Ramokhwatedi, just maybe give us a sense of the problem of sinkholes in Kutso.
Yes, Pamelo, last year there were all 12 sinkholes in Kutso. Mm. All of them which occur from, I think for the past 8 years, they were 12. Hmm. But this year, from the 6th of February, they increased. Hmm. And then they have exceeded 21 by now.
And how has it affected the community? We know that many of the residents have had to move their homes. Has the municipality supported the move?
No, not at all. There is that's why we ended up establishing this community support group. Mm-hmm. There was no movement. All the singles were unattended for the past 8 years. Sure. They were not barricaded.
Yes.
That's why we stood up as community activists and say, no, this cannot happen to the residents of Kutsor.
Mm. The municipality itself, how has it responded to your pleas? And as you are saying, you ended up forming this support group. What has been their response to your complaints?
The municipality is overburdened. They are overburdened. But the provincial government, they have been allocating money to this municipality, to Merafong. But the money was misappropriated. During 2016-2017, Kohta allocated 118 million to Merafong.
Yes.
There was a disaster. It was for the project was called 590 Kutsong. It was a house. That's why they say it was. They call it 590 house number 590. So the money, the 508, I mean the 118 million, was misappropriated. So the municipality could not account to Kohta, how they utilize the money. So Kohta is now evasive. They are delaying to declare Kutsong as a sinkhole prone disaster area because the municipality was unable to account. But they have been giving Merafong allocation for disaster funds since from 2018 up until to this day. But the problem is that they always misuse the money. There's a sinkhole, for an example, in Sanganani Primary School.
Mm-hmm.
They said the sinkhole was rehabilitated.
Mm.
But when you go there, there was an allocation of 5 million. The money was spent, but the sinkhole was not rehabilitated. As I speak now, there are two criminal cases that were opened against the municipality for misappropriation of public funds, and the case are being investigated by the Hawks.
Mm.
And also by the public protector. Yes, so the Kohta is trying by all means to allocate, but the money falls into wrong hands of greedy people.
I just want to make everybody aware that we will be speaking to Gauteng, both Gauteng Health and Gauteng Kohta tomorrow, so that they can respond to all these allegations. So we hear now that Mukhwadediwe, a clinic is going to be shut down. I hear the community is not happy with that. What's your suggestion?
It will not be the first time this clinic is going to be closed. It was closed in 2009 due to sinkhole.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then in 2012, it was reopened after being inspected by the Council for Geoscience Geology.
Yes.
It was reopened in 2012. So 3 years ago, the municipality appointed a contractor to build a tart road there. So whilst they were excavating, doing earthwork, that contractor tampered with the water reticulation pipe.
Mm.
So it leaked for too long without being swiftly attended.
Mm-hmm.
So it cost the sinkhole, because the sinkhole, it is called cost by a dolomitic rock.
Yes.
A dolomite rock is very sensitive to water. So as a result of that leakage for too long, so the soil caved in.
Yes.
And then the sinkhole was created. So the whole of that road, that it is called Church Street. It has, I think there are 4 sinkholes, because when the contractor was busy constructing the tart road, they affected the water reticulation pipes on the borderline of the road. So there are 4 sinkholes in that Church Street.
So you are still not happy with the clinic closing, even though, you know, it is a hazard itself.
The community are saying they want to be given a mobile clinic next to their area.
Okay.
If that one is going to be closed, they don't have a problem. But they are appealing to the Department of Health to provide them with the alternative clinic, maybe next to ZCC Church. Because that clinic was catering, was serving 4 different wards. Ne?
Yes.
And those with the population of 9,000.
And so as a community, you're saying it's okay to close the clinic, except we want an alternative place to go to get health services.
Yeah.
All right. No, which we will get to Kohta tomorrow in health.
Closer to them.
To the area.
But the health department, they are adamant that they are not going to do that.
All right. We will ask them ourselves tomorrow and make sure that we get back to the community to get a way forward. So I thank you very much for your side of the story. We will continue asking those questions, and we will have health tomorrow, Gauteng Health as well as Gauteng Kohta, to try and give us, you know, their response to what the plan is when they shut a clinic in that area. Thank you, Ntate Ramokhatedi. Thank you so much. He's founder of Mirafong Environmental Risk Community Support Group. He is Jerry Ramkhotedi.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.